Hey, real talk on Law Firm AI. This is an AI drafting tool built for attorneys. You tell it what you need, an NDA, a motion, a client letter, a contract, and it generates a first draft the attorney can actually sign without spending an hour rewriting from scratch. The buyer I'm picturing isn't some big law partner with a team of 40. It's the solo practitioner or small firm guy with maybe 3 associates running a transactional practice in a mid-sized city. He's billing 40 clients at a time. Every matter is slightly different because clients always bring some weird entity structure or jurisdiction wrinkle, and his associates are burning a third of their day doing template gymnastics on documents that should take 20 minutes. The page's own number is 35% of associate time spent on drafting. That's real, that's painful, and clients are noticing it on their invoices. The math is interesting. 850 attorneys active according to the product stats. If even half are on paid plans at, say, $150 to $250 a month per seat, you're already looking at a low seven-figure ARR business. The Reddit signal backs this up. One developer built a custom AI system for a German law firm, got €2,700 up front, and now collects €1,300 a month in maintenance. Firms pay recurring fees when the tool saves billable hours. The product claims 4.2 hours saved per matter. If an associate bills at $200 an hour, that's $840 in recovered time per case. The subscription pays for itself in half a matter. The one thing that could actually make this work is the specificity of the trust model. The page is explicit. This is purpose-built for legal work, not a general-purpose AI with legal vocabulary bolted on. The contradiction-catching feature, where it flags Clause A in Section 4 conflicting with Clause B in Section 12, that's the kind of thing an attorney can demo to a skeptical partner and get buy-in. It's not a parlor trick, it's malpractice prevention. The ugly part is that this category is already crowded. Harvey, CoCounsel, Lexis AI, Thomson Reuters Tools, every major legal publisher is at this table now, with serious distribution budgets. Solo and small firm attorneys adopt slowly, and when they finally pick something, they tend to go with whatever the big names already sell them. Getting to 850 active attorneys is a real accomplishment. Getting to 5,000 against those incumbents is a completely different war. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.